this is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mayo.
Here it is, the final instalment of Adelaide Mayo for the year. Hi, Dan.
You just dropped that on me. I didn't know this was the last one.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing one next week. Oh, well. There we go. Time to get all my jokes. All my jokes I've been saving all year up, which are none.
I'm not going to be here next week, but if you want me to, like, ring you, I don't know, next Thursday morning at, say, 8, I can, if you want.
All good, thanks.
This week, Year 12 students across SA woke up to discover their SACE results for 2021. Do you remember your results, Dan?
I do remember my results as if it were yesterday, because I literally only graduated Year 12 yesterday. It's taken me 10 years to get to this point. Been doing a quarter of a subject a year for the last 20 years. And surprisingly, despite breaking it down into very manageable chunks, I did not do very well. But, that's okay. There's no ATAR score for the Adelaide Mail.
Well, someone who did really well was Lucas Scroop. He was named the top student of the year, but was pretty busy working at KFC when he got the call. What do you think he said when he found out the news?
He said, do you want to upgrade that? Make my 99.9 a 100? Why not? It'd be great.
NAPLAN testing has been the centre of controversy this week, with the Australian Education Union surveying more than 260 public school principals and nearly 3,000 teachers. 86% said that the test contributes to students' stress and anxiety, but why is this?
Well, it's because they put a lot of pressure on kids who are literally year three children who have just figured out how to put their bag in the right spot, and you're expecting them to answer questions that will, shape their future learning from now on. Too much stress. And, I've had a look at the year three one, and even too hard for me, to be honest with you. So I've got to retake that as well.
I agree. I struggle with very basic mathematics. So let's just step away from education and let's head towards infrastructure, because plans have been released for the new South Road, but it appears there's been a bit of an error.
Yes. It's good that the roadworks are continuing on South Road, maintaining that heritage status that they've now achieved in South Australia. But no, it is a little surprising. The plans actually show cars moving on South Road, which has been concerning for many people. But, the Transport Department said, no, don't worry about it. We hired someone from interstate who's never actually seen South Road before. Basically, what we're doing is making more room for more traffic jams. So it's going to be okay. Don't sweat it.
Oh, phew. I'm so glad you've got all the intel for us, Dan. Oysters are going to be on the table for Christmas after all, as SA's largest oyster company, Angel Seafoods, say they are full steam ahead for Coffin Bay's production. But can we really trust this?
Well, I don't know. For something that's called Coffin Bay, you don't want your bay coffin on Christmas, especially after an oyster. So coffin is not what we want at the moment. Read the market, guys. Come on.
Well, as I said before, this is our last segment for the year, but we want to know, what does the Adelaide Mail have planned for the summer break?
Probably get some year three students to write some articles for us. My kids are on school holidays at the moment, so I'm sure they can bash together on a keyboard and do something better than we usually do at adelaidemail.com.
Well, thank you so much for joining me for the final time this year. You can check out all of your fake news at theadelaidemail.com.
Thank you.